I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. NBC Radio had a hit series in the early 1940s called A Date with Judy, about the life of a precocious teenage girl. CBS wanted to air a similar show, and they found a series of short stories in Good Housekeeping magazine about the daughter of author F. Hugh Herbert. Herbert actually had two teenage daughters, Diana and Pamela, and his fictional daughter was based on both of his real daughters. He called her Corliss Archer, and CBS turned the articles into a radio show called Meet Corliss Archer, which ran from 1943 until 1956. Several actors and actresses played the central roles, but most remembered as Corliss is Janet Waldo, who 40 years later played another teenage girl, Judy Jetson, on the TV cartoon series The Jetsons. Character actor Sam Edwards, who later appeared in over 100 TV shows and movies, played Corliss's boyfriend Dexter. The radio show spawned a popular play called Kiss and Tell, and later there appeared both a TV version and a comic book version of Meet Corliss Archer. This episode, Dexter's Rival, first aired on June 23, 1946.
Archer, America's Teenage Sweetheart, featuring Sam Edwards and Fred Shields, and starring Janet Waldo.
Hello, I'm home.
Hello, Harry. Have a good day?
Yeah, fine. Where's Corliss?
She'll be back soon. She went for a walk with Dexter.
Dexter. Good heavens, how can she stand being with him so much?
Well, you know what they say. Love is blind.
Yeah, but not cockeyed.
Well, you can't judge a book by its cover.
If Dexter is a book, his index is scrambled, his appendix is in the wrong place, and his binding is loose.
Harry, stop it. You're pretty fond of that boy, and you know it. You're so used to kidding about him, I don't know what you'd do if you didn't have him around.
Neither do I. But I'll bet I'd enjoy it.
Oh, stop it.
All right, Janet. Say, you haven't made any plans for Friday night, have you?
No, why?
Good. The Allens have invited us to dinner, and they want us to bring Corliss.
Oh, fine. I'd love to go.
I should imagine Corliss will enjoy it, too. Tom's son, Jerry, is the lifeguard at the pool. And after spending so much time with Dexter, Corliss should enjoy seeing a boy who has muscles in his arms instead of in his head.
Oh, Harry.
Mom, we... Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good evening, baby. We were just talking about you.
About me?
Yes. We're taking you out to dinner Friday night.
Oh, swell.
We're going over to the Allens. You know Jerry Allen, don't you?
Are we going to his house?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I don't think I'd better go.
Why not?
When Dexter and I became engaged to be engaged, we promised each other we'd never have dates with anybody else.
But this isn't as though you were going to have a date with Jerry. His family has invited us all over. They're very nice people, and you ought to meet them.
Well, I don't think I'd better, Daddy. Dexter wouldn't understand.
Corliss, you can't cut yourself off from all contact with intelligent people just because Dexter is too stupid to understand.
I don't care if I never see any intelligent people. Just so long as I can see Dexter.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Corliss, can't you tell Dexter that you're merely going there to dinner and explain the circumstances?
But, Daddy, you don't understand Dexter.
Einstein wouldn't have understood Dexter. If he's too stupid to understand, just don't tell him anything about it.
Well...
Then it's settled?
Well, yes, Daddy, if you think it'd be all right...
It'll be all right.
Okay, then. But, golly, be sure you don't say anything to Dexter.
Hello, Mr. Archer. If you're not too busy, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, goody. What can I do for you?
Well, let's put it this way. Would you like to loan me a dollar?
Well, let's put it this way. No.
Let's start over again.
Okay, shoot.
Mr. Archer,
I'd like to do you a favor.
Good.
Now, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into heaven.
So I understand.
All right. So if I take a dollar from you, I'll be starting you on your way to heaven.
No, I don't think so. Because even without giving you a dollar, I am not a rich man.
Oh.
On the other hand, I suppose you're broke.
That's pretty good freehand supposing.
So if I gave you a dollar, that would make you, comparatively, a rich man. And, Dexter, I just haven't got the heart to keep you out of heaven.
Well, I guess I had too much English on that one. Well, let's start again.
Okay, your lead.
Mr. Archer, all the world loves a lover.
All right.
I love Corliss. Therefore, I am a lover.
Okay.
Corliss thinks so highly of you that to her, you are all the world. Now, all the world loves a lover. Therefore, you love me and would like to give me a dollar.
You trapped me.
Do I get it?
Well, looks like you've earned it. Okay, here.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Archer, thanks. Wow, a buck. One whole wonderful dollar. Look at it. So crisp, so green, so beautiful. What a lovely sight. What a thrilling spectacle. What a...
Dexter... Stop drooling on the rug. What are you going to do with that buck?
I want to buy Corliss a present. I haven't had enough dough to buy her anything for months. And I love to give her things.
I don't really see why I should finance your romance. The better your romance is going, the more time you spend around here, and the more time you spend around here, the more miserable I am.
Oh, you can't kid me. You're a real good friend of mine.
All right. Go on, get out of here before I change my mind and take back my dollar.
Okay, Mr. Archer. So long, pal. Oh, Corliss, about tonight, there's a new picture opening at the Bijou tonight.
Oh, Dexter, I'd love to go, but...
But what?
But I can't. I won't be able to see you tonight.
Why not?
Well, Mom and Daddy are taking me out to dinner.
Oh, I got scared. I thought for a minute maybe you had a date with another guy. Where are they taking you?
To some friends of theirs.
Oh, heck, I wish we could have made it.
Oh, golly, I wish I could go, Dex. But I've already promised Daddy. I'd much rather be with you than those friends of Mom's and Daddy's.
I'd rather be with you anytime, any place, than with anybody anywhere doing anything anyhow.
Me too. I feel awful I won't be able to see you.
I feel terrible I won't be able to see you.
I guess this is real love.
It must be. Nobody would go through all this misery for anything else.
Have come down here to Schroeder's. I don't think it was polite to leave your house like that right after dinner.
No, don't trouble your pretty little head about it, Corliss. The old fogies are all snarled up in their bridge game. Just relax, baby, and live a little. You've got your soda to drink and my muscles to feel. What more could a girl want?
I think we'd better get back.
Unlax, baby, unlax. I wanted to be alone with you for a long time. Why, do you realize that you're making hundreds of girls in school unhappy?
Me?
Yes. Night after night, some gorgeous creature will be running her fingers through my hair, adoring me. Then she'll notice a faraway look in my eyes, and she'll say, what are you thinking about, baby? And I'll say, Corliss Archer. Ha, it kills them.
Well, I suppose that's very flattering, but you really shouldn't talk that way. After all, I'm engaged to become engaged to marry Dexter.
Dexter? Oh, you joke, girl, you joke. Don't waste yourself, baby. Not on that. You could have me. Why eat peanuts when you could have caviar? Well, let's face it. Who am I to be modest? Even if I didn't think I was the greatest, what's one man's opinion against the opinion of hundreds who do think I'm a ball of fire?
Well, I guess you are a ball of fire at that.
Come to the party, baby.
Yeah. That must be where all the hot air is coming from.
You're fighting me, gorgeous. You're fighting me.
Well, all I can say is Dexter will never...
I want to buy a present for... Corliss!
Dexter!
Well, if it isn't Simple Simon.
So, this is how you go out to dinner with your father and mother.
Well, Dexter, you don't understand.
I understand, all right. That guy doesn't look to me like your father.
But, Dexter, we were with Daddy. Daddy arranged this whole evening.
He arranged this?
Oh, don't you see, Dexter? Daddy and I agreed not to say anything to you about it because I know you wouldn't understand.
I understand all too well. And all I can say
You're annoying me, Junior. Blow.
How would you like to step outside?
I'd love to step outside.
Good.
Well, come on.
Me? I don't want to go outside. You go outside.
Chicken, what's the matter? Haven't you got any red blood in your veins?
Yeah, but I'd like to keep it there.
Okay, beat it.
All right, I'll go. And as for you, Corliss, I never want to see you again as long as I live.
What am I going to do, Daddy? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
There's a bad echo in this room.
Harry, don't joke.
How can you joke about this, Daddy? I can't tell you how awful it was at Schroeder's last night. Dexter wouldn't let me explain. He wouldn't let me explain.
All right, now wait a minute, Corliss.
I've waited for 24 hours.
Oh, hold it a minute. Now, look, all you have to do is tell Dexter the truth. Tell him exactly...
But he wouldn't listen.
Well, he's had a chance to calm down now. Try it again. He'll understand.
I'm sure he will, Corliss. Nobody could be that stupid.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
You call him up now, Corliss, and I'm sure you can straighten it out.
Oh, I certainly hope so. He's got to understand. He's got to. He's got to. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't...
Oh?
Oh, Dexter. This is Corliss.
Ha!
Listen, Dexter, you've got to understand that I love you.
Love? Huh. What is love? Love is a temporary chemical reaction that only fools believe will last. It's a silly dream, a ridiculous illusion, a bubble, a poof.
Dexter, listen to me.
We live, we suffer, we die. And only the undertaker laughs. Oh, two-faced twist. Oh, perfidious person. Oh, faithless female!
Dexter, you have no right to talk to me that way.
Have I not? Ha!
Huh. Listen, Dexter!
No! Long enough have I listened to your blandishments. But now I see you for what you are. What all women are. Goodbye, Corliss. Forever, goodbye!
Dexter!
What did he say?
He hung up on me. He called me perfidious. He called me faithless. He called me a female. Well, he can't talk to me that way.
Oh, Corliss, for heaven's
sake. How can he be so completely lacking in understanding? He is stupid. He's just as stupid as you've always said he is. And crude. The names he calls me.
Corliss, I'm sure of it.
Not worthy of my affections. He's not. I hate him.
Oh, Corliss.
I do. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
There's that echo again. Look, Corliss.
I don't know how I ever could have loved him. Oh, when I think that I've given him the best years of my life. Oh, I hate him!
Oh, this is a madhouse. I'm getting out of here.
Where are you going, Harry?
I don't know. I'll take a walk until things settle down here. I've got to stop in at Schroeder's anyway to buy some cigars. Oh, for the love of Pete. Why can't children be born 40 years old?
Hi, Angel. What are you doing?
Well, all right. If it's classified, I won't ask again.
Well, I just wanted to remind you of something. And it's no secret. You know how I feel about you. And you know I want you to stay just as you are. That means taking care of yourself. Please be careful when you're driving. Hmm? You know what we always said. What's the rush? What are you trying to prove? I'll take it easy. Hmm? And take the drinking light. Just for me. Hmm?
Now back to Corliss Archer.
Well, Dexter.
Hi, Mr. Archer.
Say, you look a little green around the gills.
Oh, well, that's life.
Dexter, maybe you better not drink anymore. How many sodas have you had tonight?
Six. But what else is there for a man to do but drink?
Oh, now, get a hold of yourself, old man. And stop gulping that soda.
I'm just a lone wolf.
Oh.
Just a caboose on the train of life.
No.
I'm just going to have to be independent. Self-reliant. I'm going to depend on no one but... Ask favors of no one. Mr. Archer.
What?
Please take me home.
Is that you, Harry?
Yes, it's me. Are things a little saner around here now?
Well, quieter, anyway.
I'm all through crying, you can be sure of that. Why should I waste my tears over Dexter Franklin?
Well, I can see how you might be upset about losing him. He's a pretty nice kid.
He's hateful. Oh, I simply can't understand why he can't understand that I understood he wouldn't understand.
Huh?
Well, does he?
Does he what?
Oh, you don't understand.
I won't argue about that.
Well, one thing is certain. I don't need Dexter.
He sure needs you.
That's just too bad.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I guess there's no more to say. So now maybe I can read my paper. I see by this advertisement, Benson's department store is going into the meatpacking business.
The meatpacking business?
Yeah. They're having a sale on girdles. Well, let's see what else is new in the paper.
What do you mean? He needs me?
He's sick. But I thought you didn't care.
I don't.
Okay, then. Well, I see taxes are still rising.
Very sick.
Well, he sure looked awful when his father and I put him to bed.
Well, that's just too bad.
It's early yet, Harry. Do you feel like going to a movie? Clark Gable's playing at the Bijou.
Well, I see Gina Lollobrigida is at the Rialto in Trapeze.
Well, why would you rather see Gina Lollobrigida than Clark Gable?
That question was answered when my father won his bet from my mother and she agreed they'd have to call me Harry and not Harriet.
All right. But, Corliss, where are you going?
Where I belong. To the side of my lover who needs me.
No. No. Come in.
Dexter, how do you feel?
Oh. Oh, I'm not long for this world.
Oh, Dexter, you mustn't say that.
I'm going. I'm going on a long journey.
Oh, Dexter.
But it won't be hard. It'll be downhill all the way.
Dexter, darling, was the doctor here?
Yes, but it's no use. He couldn't do anything. He just took one look at me and told my mother to send my dark suit to the cleaners. Oh, I'm going, Corliss. Going.
Oh, Dexter, you can't go. You can't.
Why not? It's a free trip. Oh, the tragedy of it. That I should go. So young and so fair.
Oh, Dexter.
You mustn't blame yourself, Corliss. I forgive you. I die of a broken heart. A heart you broke. But I forgive you.
Oh, thank you, Dexter.
Don't mention it. I ask nothing of you, Corliss. I only hope that you'll be happy with Jerry Allen. I ask nothing, except maybe if you want to, after you're married, you might call your first dog Dexter.
Oh, Dexter, you mustn't talk that way. You mustn't. I need you. I love you. I've always loved you, and I always will. I don't want anyone else.
Honest?
Honest.
Well, then. Now I guess I can get out of this stuffy old bed.
Dexter, you're all dressed.
Sure, I'm not sick. Oh, I was a little rocky earlier this evening, but your father fixed me up swell.
What?
Sure. Oh, he's a wonderful guy. He explained exactly what happened last night, and he told me to pull this deathbed gag. He said that would fix up everything between you and me. He's really a good friend of mine. Why, he's the greatest guy
that... Well, I take it that everything's all right here, huh?
No, everything is not all right. That was a sneaky trick, Dexter Franklin, and I never want to see you again.
Oh, holy cow,
Corliss! Do not speak to me, and if I ever...
Now, wait a minute. I think we've had enough misunderstanding around here for one day.
But, Daddy...
Don't you see, Corliss, this whole misunderstanding never would have happened if we didn't all really love each other very much. And that's certainly nothing to be angry about.
Well,
how about it, Corliss?
I guess Daddy's right.
Go on, kiss and make up.
Well, all right. Here, Dex.
Holy cow!
Dex, I'm glad you're able to look at an ice cream soda again.
Yeah. This is like old times being back at Schroeder's with you. How's your soda?
Good. Real sweet. Just like you.
Oh, I just wish that Jerry Allen was here. Muscles or no, I'd throw him out on his ear.
You would, Dex?
You bet I would. I'd slaughter him. I'd swarm all over him. I'd wipe the street with him.
Dexter.
I'd tear him to pieces.
Dexter.
When it comes to protecting my woman, I'm a caveman. That's what I am, a caveman.
But Dexter, be quiet. Jerry's right in back of us, and he's listening to everything you say.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. Dexter, where are you going?
I'm a caveman, and I'm heading for the deepest cave I can find.
Corliss Archer, starring Janet Waldo, is based on characters created by F. Hugh Herbert. It's a James L. Sapir production, directed by Stephen Hayden. Tonight's script was written by Jerry Edelman. Dexter is played by Sam Edwards. And Mr. and Mrs. Archer by Fred Fields and Monty Margette. Frank Gerstle played the part of Jerry. Music was composed by Felix Mills. Meet Corliss Archer.
From June 23, 1946, Dexter's Rival, an episode of Meet Corliss Archer. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio shows you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. In the Old-Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.